Welcome to Share Talk with your host, Pastor Teresa. You are tuned in to a show that will inspire you and empower you to move you from your past and help you grab hold to your God-given future. Using biblical, practical, and life experience, Pastor Teresa, along with her special guests, will be teaching women of all ages that the hardship of life don't have to make you bitter, but better as you share, talk, and grow. Now for the next 60 minutes, we invite you to the show. Here's your host. Hello, ladies. This is your host, Pastor Teresa, with my co-host, Lady Thomas. And we're so happy to have you tune in today and share, talk, and grow as we understand and learn that the hardship of life do not have to make you bitter, but better as we share, talk, and grow. Today, we have an awesome segment on today, 60 Minutes of Empowerment. We're going to try to keep it 60 minutes. Amen. We want you to make sure you go ahead and tell your friends, your sisters, your aunties, your cousins, whomever those people may be. Let them know that Share Talk is on the air as of right now. Ladies, we have an awesome show on today, and I want to go ahead and let you know that there's a part of the show where I'm about the last 20 minutes of the show. You have an opportunity to let me know that you have a question or a comment, and if it's pertaining to the show on today, we will allow you to come on the air with us, and we'll go from there. If you'd like to just send me a message or a question, just tag me on Facebook, inbox me with your question, and I'll have your question, and we can read it on the air, and we'll try to help you as much as we can. What today? Lady Thomas is on the line, and we're excited to have you with us. And we're going to go ahead in a word of prayer, and we're going to start our show. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your power and your anointing, for your anointing destroys the yoke, God. We ask you right and destroy the yoke on today, God. We ask you right to come in the midst on tonight, God, and have your divine way as we strategize, as we speak, share with practical wisdom, biblical wisdom, and your word of God. We thank you right now for what you're going to do on this show on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lady Thomas, are you with me?
I am. I am. Amen. Amen. I am.
And we're so excited,
how are you,
ladies, that you out. We're good. I'm good, sis. I'm really good, and I'm so excited about this topic on tonight. I had so many inboxes and messages and emails about this topic on tonight, and I truly believe that if we just open our hearts and let's see what the Lord is going to say on tonight, I truly believe as mothers, we will be equipped and we will have some tools that we can help our children along the way to help them process what they're going through and what we're going through as mothers. So how many of you know that when our children go through, guess what? We go through. When they hurt,
we hurt.
When they
Amen.
Hurt, we
Amen.
Hurt. And so, but I believe that if we use the word of God and some practical wisdom, biblical wisdom, I truly believe that we can help our children along with ourselves and get past the process. Because how many know this is not going to last always? So tonight,
Amen.
We're talking about how to help my child or children cope with the absent father. And I know a lot of women's out there, I'm looking at you calling in, I'm seeing you linking in through Facebook, and I know that this is a really touchy subject for special. You could be married and still deal with this because you may be a blended family and your biological father may not be in their life. And although your husband is stepping in as a father, they still know that they have a biological father and they still have those voids and they still have some issues dealing with their biological father that's not in their life. So tonight we truly believe that God is going to speak through us tonight and have his divine way. So, Lady Thomas, we're talking about how to help my child or children cope with the absent father. When you got this topic, what came to mind to you first?
Well, what came to mind to me first was I was like, Lord, how am I going to relate with the different mothers that are going through this? Because my husband has been with me day one, and I shared that with Pastor Teresa, and I said, he's been with me, but I said, I guess I can share from the point of view of being a child to where my father was not in my life. He and my mom, they got a divorce around the time that I was like maybe 8 or 9, and it was just really painful for me because I just didn't understand why he had to leave, why he had to go. And then he ended up having relationships with other women and getting married, and I can see him treating, you know, their children better than he treated us. And so it was just a really hard process for me to, you know, to get the concept of why, you know, why this took place, why did he decide to leave. And then as a child, I really didn't understand. I didn't have anyone to share this. That's why this just really blesses my heart that Pastor Teresa, that you're doing this, you're sharing this with so many moms that are going through this with their children or have experienced this as a child themselves. And so I just thought about, Lord, you know what, as a woman of God, now I can see who I am and whose I am. And I think we can share that a little bit more with the ladies tonight. So that's what first came to mind.
Amen. I truly believe, you know, I dealt with this as a child myself. And so when my children start going through this themselves, I was able to relate to their pain, but I couldn't stay there because if I stayed there, I couldn't help them through the process they're dealing with. So, yes, I totally agree with you. You may not have the experience as, you know, with your children, but you have the experience as a child yourself. So I truly believe God is going to speak with you through you tonight. So the first question we have is, how do I separate what I feel from what my child or children feel? How do we separate our personal feelings? Because, you know, I mean, ladies, we're going to be real. We're going to be very transparent on tonight. I'm going to be very transparent on tonight because there's a lot of times I went through while my children was going through, and I did make some mistakes. But when I caught myself, I got back on track. But there is feelings that we have. Let's separate that. But how do we separate that? Lady Thomas, what do you have that you feel the Lord is telling you? How do we separate as mothers how we feel from what our child feels?
Well, first of all, I believe that we have to let them know that, you know, they are loved despite of what's going on, what their father is doing. They are loved, mm-hmm. and we have to make sure we convey that to them each and every day, because the father, you know, he's not there, he's not calling, he's not, you know, seeing them as often as we would like for them to do that. But we have to make sure that they know that they are loved despite no matter what's going on. The other
right.
thing too is to be, you know, to let them know that we have to forgive. We have to forgive,
yeah.
no matter what he's doing and how he's doing this to us. We have to forgive. I was looking mm-hmm. at the scripture of Matthew 18:21 and 22, and Peter was asking Jesus, how many times do we forgive our brother? Is it seven times? Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, no, it's 70 times seven. Now, I know that's hard because we're dealing with this. We have all this pain, all this anger. You know, they're not calling. They're not coming. They said that they were going to, you know, come and be here for my game, or they were going to be here for my birthday, and they didn't do it. You know, it's
uh-huh.
painful. It's really painful. We want them to be there, but we have to, you know, learn how to forgive and walking through that with our children, praying for their father, you know, as
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, a daily thing. Say, Lord, you know, we don't know why he's doing this, but we thank God that you're in control and you're going to turn this around for our good. So that's something that came to mind when I thought of that question.
And one thing I want to add is, ladies out there, you're saying to yourself, you know what, Pastor Teresa, this is thing, it's hurting me, it's killing me on the inside that I watch my daughter or watch my son call their dad or call their father and he don't pick up, or he tell them, he make promises and they won't keep. The first question we have, how do we separate our feelings from our children's feelings? The first and foremost thing, I'm talking to Christian women, because if you're carnal minded, if you're not a Christian, this may not help you, but I'm talking
exactly.
to the Christian women. You first got to understand God did not leave you. That man left
yes,
you, but God did not leave you. You first need to settle some unresolved feelings that you may have with your baby daddy or with your ex-husband. You got to resolve those feelings. And you may say, you know what, he left me and I still have some type of love from him. That's okay. I'm hoping, praying you still ain't in love with him, but there's a certain type of love that we will have for our children's father. I have loved much as I did not want to, and I'm going to give that testimony in a minute, but much as I did not want to have that love for my children's father, I do. And I had to shake hands with that because we did share a time. We share a life, even though it was dysfunctional, it wasn't healthy, but we did share a life together, and we birthed life together. Even though they was not there half of their life or whatever the situation may have been, but they was a part of the process of me getting pregnant. So I had to be good with it. I have feelings for him. Not feelings that we want to get back together. No, boo, there ain't no feelings like that now. Okay, let's be real about that. No feelings about that.
Yes.
But for the most part, this is my children's father, and I need to respect that. Much as I don't agree what he do and how he do it, I have to recognize these are my children's father. So how do you separate? You first got to acknowledge God did not leave you. You also got to acknowledge, and I'm talking to the single women that were women that actually had these children in sin. And I know it's going to be hard for me to say this because I had to walk this thing out myself. Well, do understand this is the result of the sin that we have actually committed. Because if we would have did it the right way, and some of you may say, well, no, Pastor Teresa, I got married and he just left me. I'm going to deal with you in a minute. But I want to deal with the women that we had children in sin. We were sinning. We were shacking. We committed adultery. We were fornication, and we was, you know, having sex before marriage. And do understand that when we do stuff like that, it's going to have some type of repercussions. And then at the same time, and a lot of times I tell my young people, if you're having sex before marriage and you get pregnant, it is 9 out of 10. You are not going to marry that man or that boy. And then
That's
you grow
right.
up and you realize that, you know, this is not what you want. This is not what you thought it was going to be. So I would say is you have to separate your feelings from what your child's feeling, because you need to acknowledge between you and God this thing is hurting you. You need to acknowledge that. You need to acknowledge that this thing is hurting you. It is frustrating. It is upsetting to see your child hurt. It is upsetting to see your child go without because they sometimes want to pay child support, sometimes they don't, all that good stuff there. You got to separate that. You got to understand you have the chief intercessor praying for you. Jesus is on the right-hand side of God right now praying for you. But he's praying for you, God, if you come into him or not. But you need to acknowledge and say, God, I'm giving this hurt. I'm talking about, I need you to follow me. I know we're talking about the children, but we first got to acknowledge what's going on with you. You got to take those feelings and those disappointments to God that you feel. Because Lady Thomas, I have talked to and ministered a lot of women, and a lot of times we take on our children's hurt, but a lot of times we already have hurt already there from this man. That has never been resolved. He hit me. He hurt me. He beat me up or whatever situation may be. You still got all that stuff, residue. He cheated on me. I gave him my all. I was going to do anything for him. I would have stayed married to him for the rest of my life, but he cheated on me. And how dare he cheat on me? And then now he don't want to be with my children. He don't want to talk to my child. He don't want to spend time with them. He just want to treat my children like he don't know them. And a lot of times it's because not what he's doing, but your feelings are escalated along with what your children going through, but stuff that has not been resolved in you. So you want to separate that. And how you separate that, you got to acknowledge what's going on with you. You got to acknowledge what's going on you on the inside, that inner hurt that nobody else see. Yeah, you may tell your best friend, you may tell your sister that you're mad with him because he didn't come pick up your daughter or your son, but I know that is a reason for you to be upset, but is there anything else that you have not addressed when it came down to your ex, when it came down to your baby father, when your children's father, that you have not dealt with? And then also, you want to give God your all when it comes down to this. You want to say, God, okay, I'm giving, like I said earlier, you got to give all this pain, this hurt, and this frustration over to God. I know for me, let me give you a quick testimony. When my oldest daughter, I had her when I was 14 years old, and my child's father, because both of my kids, I have two biological children. I have four children, but I have two biological children. Both of my children have separate dads. And my oldest daughter's dad, he was my hero. He was my hero. He took me off the streets. He took me out of that place where I was getting beat up and all that kind of stuff like that. And I went through a whole other series of stuff with him. But when we broke up and he went on to prison, whatever, and we broke up and stuff like that, when he came home, when he did come home back to Jacksonville, I just knew. I said, okay, he's going to be in his daughter's life. And he was. In the beginning, he was in his daughter's life very strongly. Now, keep in mind, during the time while he was in prison, and he was there for a long time, I want to say 9 to 10 years, somewhere in that area. He was there in prison. She didn't see him. Now, that was on me. I would take full responsibility that she didn't see her father while he was in prison, because I went on with my life in another relationship, and I allowed that relationship tell me, no, you're not going to see him. You're not taking her. And even though I could have, you know, give my daughter over to his sister or brother to take, I did not do that. But I would take responsibility on that. That's the reason why she didn't see her father at that time. But when he did came home, came back home to Jacksonville, I was already, you know, doing what I needed to do, preaching and stuff like that, already together with my mind and everything. But he came home, he stopped paying child support, but then all of a sudden it stopped. When I went on with my life and some other stuff had happened, blah, 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 not to get into many details about that, it just all of a sudden it stopped. I mean, literally no phone calls, no money, no more child support, anything. So what I was doing was, you know, he shared how he felt with me about he didn't see his daughter all that time while he was in prison, why you didn't bring my daughter to see me, blah, blah, blah. And I did. And I took the blunt. I took the responsibility because I didn't do it. But when he chose, now he's home. Now he had the ability. I never kept his daughter from him. He stopped coming. Amen. And so I will make my daughter, and I need you to hear me, ladies, I will make my daughter call him, and he would not answer the phone. And I felt like I had to force, because now I'm walking in guilt because I did not allow her to go with him, go see him. Now I'm walking in guilt, so I was forcing her to call him. Well, he wouldn't call back. He wouldn't answer the calls. He wouldn't come. And every now and then, maybe every 6 months, he may send some money, but then that wasn't consistent. I started getting angry. I was really getting angry because now I'm seeing how it's affecting my daughter, not knowing that I was a cause of it too. I was a cause of a lot of her hurt because I was forcing her to call him when he wasn't returning the call. He was not answering the call. So I would come every week, call your daddy. I don't want to call him, mama. I said, no, call your daddy. You need to call your daddy. And da-da-da. Did not know. So what I'm saying, I'm not going to get too much of that, but I want you to know there's some things as mothers we can't not force. We got to make sure the children are available to be picked up, but we can't not force a relationship.
That's right. That's right.
Cannot force a relationship. I want to give you that nugget head up. You cannot force a relationship between your children's father and your children, because that's not your responsibility. The responsibility that you have is to make sure they're available. Make sure they're available to be picked up. Make sure they're available that they can receive a phone call. Once you have done that, it's out of your hand. I don't want to jump ahead of myself. The next question we have, the next question is this. Do I make my child or children visit their father when he's not consistent? Do I make my child visit their father when he's not consistent? In other words, when he's not consistent and when he decides he wants to pick up my child, do I let her go? Do I let them go? What do you say about that, Lady Thomas?
I say yes. I say yes. And here's why, because every child longs to have their father in their life. Every child longs to have their daddy's approval. You know, they just long to have their father. And at the same time, you don't want your child to have resentment against you because you're angry and you're upset with him because of the fact that he left you guys. But if he's trying, I think we as mothers should meet them halfway. If anything ever happened, Lord forbid, if anything ever happened to my husband and I would try to meet him halfway. If he was trying, I would try to meet him halfway instead of using my child against him. That never works out. It never works out. And I've seen it time and time again. I was even with my mom and some of my friends that I've seen that, you know, the things didn't work out with their baby's fathers. They still allow their children to go and be with them. And this is what they would say. They would say, because that's still your father. And I think what you were saying, Pastor Teresa, is they were able to deal with their anger and give it to God, and now they're able to walk in forgiveness. So, yes, definitely. Yeah. Allow them to see, whenever they're available, allow them to see their father. Allow them to talk to him. Allow them to be with them. Even, you know, even if it's every 6 months, once he comes around, because that child longs to be with their father.
Right. Now, and I want to say this too, ladies, because I hear you and I'm feeling you in the spirit, and I know because I dealt with this myself. This is what our response normally be. He's not consistent, so why would I let? Because you know, if I let my child go with him and they'll get their hopes of how naughty that is in their life and they just drop the ball, why do that? Why get their hopes up like that? Well, I want you to go back to what Lady Thomas just said. Even though, and that's where you have to have open communication with your children. We're going to get there to the steps in a minute, but this is where you have to have open communication with your children. And because, keep in mind, kids remember everything.
Yes,
and they
do.
Will remember when daddy called or when daddy came to the house and you said no. They're not going to understand the reason why you're telling them no. And even if you try to tell them the reason why, they still not going to understand. You know why? Because they're children.
That's right.
And guess
that's right.
Just because you're mad and you're angry, you're mad, and you're thinking we're out of sight is out of mind, that don't mean they're stopped thinking and loving their father.
They love don't stop.
Do you hear what I said? I just dropped something. They love don't stop because what they don't do. They love continue because that's just how children are with their parents. Now, see, some of you probably say, well, I wasn't like that with my dad. I want you to really think about that. Your love didn't stop. You just got angry.
Yes.
Your love didn't stop. You just got angry, and then your anger turned into bitterness, and your bitterness turned into hatred. So your love never stopped. You hear what I'm saying? So we have to really say, you know, and this is an area that you got to pray to God. Now, I'm not talking to the women that you literally have a legal reason, and, you know, you got to protect your children because you do have some things out there where fathers are molesters, rapists, and all
that
stuff. I know that. I dealt with the children and families, and I had a lot of clients like that. Now, that's something totally different. So if that's you, we're not talking to you. You got to do whatever you need to do to protect your child. And then whatever residue or whatever flack that you got to get from that, you got to get the flack what you need because you got to protect your child. But I'm talking about those mothers that's out there that's listening, and you hate the inconsistency of your child's father. He comes in when he wants to, and he calls every 2 months, and then he wants to talk, and then he wants to demand to see his child because and then he has not been there for the past 6 months. Oh, I just heard you. I heard you say, but that's not fair. That's not right. It's not right. But is it going to make it worse? Is it going to make it better? Because now he's calling, and you decide because he's just calling to keep that child away from them. Because if you look at your children, once you tell them that your father called, what is their response? Oh, really? When I go? Can I go?
Yeah.
Now, when they get older, it does change. And we're going to deal with that. Once they get a little bit older, it does change. But when they're still little children, and sometimes even when they get old, my daughter, my baby girl, Takesha, baby, look at her. I don't care what her dad did. And she don't know what he did to me. I didn't sit down and talk to her about that stuff. You know, that kind of stuff. Now she knows because of other people shared with her, and it was a lot of lies in it, so I had to clean it up. But she still, to this day, do not know everything that has happened between me and her father. She do not know. But she's 21. But when she was 17, 18, she loved going with her dad. Now, she won't stay that long, but she loved going with her dad, and I allowed her to go. But, you know, but some children, they do get more angry as they get older, and they don't want to go. But majority of them do want to go. So
do I make my child
visit her father when he's not consistent? My spiritual advice, my wisdom advice, my practical advice, yes. As long as those children are not getting hurt, and I hear you, I just heard you. What if he got a bunch of girlfriends in his life? That has nothing to do with you.
That's right. What
if he in and out of a relationship? That's got nothing to do with you.
Remember,
you have your child, and I just got to say this, a lot of times you're in and out of a relationship just as much as he is.
Exactly.
So you can't not say it's bad for him, but then you're doing it too. But on the flip side of that, that's where, again, open communication. If she comes home or he comes home talking about all the different women, all the different, you know, girlfriends that he had, oh, Miss Sherry here and Miss Tina here and all that kind of stuff, you say, okay, you know, you just nod your head and pray over your child and pray.
That's right.
That conversation. Well, don't have all these women around my child. At that point, it's not your business. It really is not.
Right.
And I know you don't want to hear that. But that's not fair, honey. when y'all made a decision to separate or for whatever reason, how he handled his life is how he handled his life. As long as your child is not getting abused physically,
exactly.
No drugs mm-hmm. involved, that kind of stuff, that's none of your business. That got nothing
yes,
to do with you. Yes,
and I wanted to share.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to share one more thing. I'm sorry about that. Please do not badmouth your baby's father in front of the children. That's another thing too, because they're watching you. They're watching you just like Pastor Teresa said. They want to see their father. They want to be a part of their father's life. But if you're bad mouthing them, again, we're going back to that first question. You're making your feelings their feelings. And it shouldn't be that way. We have to separate that. You don't want to badmouth them, even though they might be, the worst father ever. You still don't want to badmouth them mm-hmm. because you pray. God can turn all of that around, and you just never know. Their relationship can blossom and be a godly relationship the way God intended it. But if you begin to badmouth that father, how is that going to look in the children's eyes? How is their father going to look in those children's eyes after you say, oh, he's no good, he ain't doing this and doing that, da-da-da-da? Then they start looking, well, daddy and mama say, you this and you that. And then they start, looking at them in a bad light. Right. Like Pastor Teresa said, pray and allow God to turn that around for your children's good, because you want them to be able to have that relationship. You want them to
Absolutely.
Be able to have that godly relationship. You never know what your prayers can do for that man that had left you. You just never know. God mm-hmm. may turn it around to where things work out and you guys get remarried. You just never know. You just don't want
mm-hmm.
to allow the enemy to run rampant in your life and in your children's life. You don't want that
That's
to
right.
happen. And I was thinking about Romans 8:28, and we know that God works all things out for the good of those that love him and are called according to his purpose. God can
That's
turn
right.
anything around. He can do it.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to trust him and pray and believe that it is so.
That's right.
I just
That's
wanted
right.
to
and
share
also,
that,
also
Pastor.
To add with, no, that was good. That was good. But we to add with that, the Bible says in Matthew 11:28-30, it said, come unto me, all you that heavy and laden, and bring your burdens to me. Bring to me, and I will give you rest. I'm quoting it here. I will give you rest. So sometimes we have to take that burdens, and I know it's pain. You may
yes.
say, Pastor Teresa, this is so hard. This is a hard place, and I'm ready to fight. I got members in my church that I minister to all the time. I know them. I just look at them laughing, and I just remember when my turn was. And then I tell them, this is my, ooh, Pastor Teresa, that's hard. And I said, baby, if I can do it, you surely can do it. I promise
yes.
you, but I just don't want you guys to make the mistakes I made, because it costs you great. And you never know. Sometimes our children are not going to be honest with us how they really truly feel. I don't care. I need you to check me. I don't care how much your children tell you there's something they're not telling you. Now, I need you to
yes.
really understand. I don't care how much they're telling you, there is something that they're not telling you. There's something, and I don't want to go ahead of myself, because that's a part of our steps that we're going to get to, and we're going to be dropping little steps along the way, but there is some set of steps that I want to give to you tonight so you can actually have something to reach for. So
yes.
we're asking the question, do I make my child go visit their father? Do I let my child answer the call? Do I let her or him call her father when they're not consistent? If they ask, Mom, can I call my dad? Let them call.
Yes.
If your father, your children's father call and say he's coming to get them and he haven't seen them in 6 months, let them go. Now, if you got a situation where you're afraid, and I'm not talking about you walking in that spirit of fear, but if you have evidence and there has been evidence of that he would take your child and get up and leave, that's something totally different
mm-hmm.
and you want to put some things okay. in place, so therefore that
that's
cannot
right.
happen. So that's a whole other ball game, because I know we got different situations out there that can cause, your feelings that you're feeling. But I want to make sure that your feelings is not because you're still angry with your baby father, your child's father, or you're mad how he's treating your child. And another thing, too, is, sometimes fathers do not know how to communicate with their children, and sometimes as mothers, we get upset how hard they may be or what they say to our children, and that's another reason we don't want. It's like we want to police how they father. We want to police how they father.
Yeah.
Well, we can't police how they father. We got to let God deal with it. We can't teach them how to parent. Do you hear what
That's
I'm saying?
Right.
We can't teach them how to parent. That's not our job. That just like you, you didn't know how to parent. You didn't have to be a. You didn't know how to be a mother. Totally, you had to learn day
right.
day by day, by and by. So do that same. The father had to do the same thing. So I say this to say this, or say that, say this. You
mm-hmm.
have to let your children go with the father when it's available. And unfortunately, we want these fathers to be in nature. I told my husband, he is a perfect example of what a father should be, when, especially when we deal with a blended family. My husband, we get our girls every other weekend. We want them to come every weekend. Now they come every weekend because they have their own transportation. So they just getting older, and so they get in the car and come to us every weekend. However, my husband is a perfect. Now some people won't agree with that. I guarantee you, somebody will say, "Nah, he ain't." Well, I'm telling you, I live with him. I be with him. I see what he does. I know what he do. I know what he paying child support. I know what struggles he has and stuff like that. This man is consistent. He consistent
mm-hmm.
every morning. He's calling. He's texting his girls, just all our girls, and telling them I love him. So I tell him all the time, "You're a perfect example." But there are men out there that don't have that example, how to be that father. And so that's the reason why at the Father House Kingdom Ministry, we try to make sure we have those outlets so we can teach these fathers, because we are dealing with blended families and we are dealing with husbands that's now men that went on with their life and they married to somebody else. But we always constantly
yeah.
remind
yeah.
them, what about your children? What about your other
yeah.
children that don't live in your house? Don't forget about them. Bring them along the process. Don't forget about them. And we try to tell fathers, I don't care how hard the baby mama makes it for you, do not drop your children. Don't
that's
drop
right.
it. Don't drop them.
That's right.
So, but at the same point, that's a whole other show by itself, but at the same point, what I'm trying to make is to you guys, your ladies, that you don't want to be the issue. You don't want to be the problem that your child see. That's the reason
that's
why
right.
they're not seeing father. Because I don't care what excuse you give them. I don't care what thing's going on. If they, in their mind, they're going to think you're the problem.
Because
if their father calling or their father coming to the house or asking, well, can I see my daughter? Can I take her? Can I take my son? And you say, no, 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 no. All your daughter and your son is going to see, or your children are going to see, is you saying no, but I see my daddy coming to at least come see me. So you don't want
right.
to be a part of that. The next question is this, and we're going to pick it back on some stuff because we got a lot to get to, and I want to try to stay in the 60 minutes that the air is sure with the show. How do I stop the pain? How
Amen.
Do I stop the pain? Lady Thomas, what you have? How do I stop the pain?
I was just thinking about, you know, to that scripture that you gave where you said to, you know, give your burdens to God.
Mm-hmm.
His burden is
yeah.
easy and his yoke is light. We have to give that pain over to God daily, no matter how long it takes until you're able to cope with, you know, your feelings and as well as your children are able to cope with their feelings. We have to continually give it to God and say, God, I'm going to trust you with this man that you have that are my children's father, even though he's not in their life. I'm still going to trust you because you can, again, you can bring him back. The other thing is to just be able to know that, I lost my train of thought, but let me get back to it. Again, trusting God with this in every situation, taking it one day at a time, believing this pain doesn't go, you know, it doesn't go away overnight, but in due time
mm-hmm.
and in a season, God is going to bring you to where you can have that joy. You can have that
mm-hmm.
peace that surpasses all understanding. So, again, just bringing it to God. Also, we know in one of the scriptures that the Lord gave me was Psalms 138, verse 3, in the day when I cried out, you answered me, and you made me bold with strength in my soul.
Mm.
God gives us strength when we're going through all of these different things that this world tries to throw at us, this turmoil
yeah.
that we're going through with our absent father in these children's lives. God will give
yeah.
you the strength. He's giving you the grace to be that mother, even if you have to be that single mother. He has given you the grace to do that, to love those children unconditionally, and to let them
mm-hmm.
know that even though their dad is not there, you're not going to leave them. you're going to be there.
Right.
You're going to be in their lives.
Yeah.
So those are some of the scriptures. Another one was Proverbs 3:5-6, where it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." Again, these scriptures are telling you to give it to God, to trust God with this situation, to trust God with your child, your children, to where this, you know, where you don't have this father in your life. Allow God to be their father. Allow God, show them that there is a father that will love them unconditionally, that will nor forsake them. Show them our father, our awesome, awesome daddy that will not leave us nor forsake them. Show them that. And that, I believe, as you pray and seek God, that pain will get less and less, and they will be able to have joy once again.
Amen, amen, amen. And I would like to add on to that, that as we're praying and we're fasting for our children, and there's two pains, when I ask this question, there's two pains I'm referring to. One, your pain. Because, again, remember what I said, we said in the beginning of the segment, that, you know, when our children hurt, we hurt. And, you know, we have pain. Our hearts, I remember times watching my children cry over their dads not being in their life and going to school, and you watching children, you know, have their dads, and your dad's never able to take you to the dances, the daddy and daughter dance and stuff like that. And, you know, early up before I got married, and I'm like, Lord Jesus, it hurts so bad. And I know there's some women out there, it hurts so bad. And that's where you got to take your burdens to God and say, God, this thing hurt. Because I truly believe God is not going to allow us to go through stuff that's so unbearable that we can't not go through it. It's not what we see, it's how we look at it. And then the other thing is the pain of our child. There's some things, I'm being honest with you, you're not going to be able to do nothing about that. There's a process, and that's where we have to have open communication with our children and let them know, you know, it's all right to hurt. I know that hurts, but that hurt is not going to last always. And, you know,
that's
one
right.
thing, I jump ahead of myself, when my children start asking me these hard questions, I did not lie to them. I would not go and lie and try to paint this picture of their dad that it was his best thing since sliced cheese, because I knew what I felt when I was a child, and I knew the opposite. I see a lot of women make that mistake when they're trying to, because they're trying to cover the father, which I do believe in. There's something you should not tell your children, but I would not make up lies. What I will say is, this is what I tell my members, and I tell even how to do for myself, daddy have a problem right now. He loves you. He just don't know how to love you.
That's right.
Be honest with that, because the more honest you with, the one thing I have learned, healing only can take place when truth is there.
I
just heard the phone hung up. Truth is the only thing can bring healing. So when there's lie, exaggeration, there's not gonna be no healing. If the fathers are not in life and they're not calling, don't lie. Well, yeah, he called the other day, but, you know, don't do that. Don't make up lies about to cover them and try to make them feel good, because at the end of the day, they still have this void. I'd rather them know the truth about the situation versus a lie, because that lie is going to run deeper and it's going to cause more issues. So what I did when my children was coming up, I told them the truth. I said, honey, your dad do love you. I want you to know that first and foremost, your dad do love you. But your dad going through something right now where he can't be that father he needs to be in your life. And although he's not here, I want to rest and assure to let you know your daddy really loves you. I said, and you want your dad help before he come back. I said, and guess what? He's going to come and visit you. It may not be all the time. He may not call you all the time, but he's going to call. And I said, when he calls, I want you to celebrate that call. I want you to celebrate your visit. That's why I started telling my children as they coming up, and even though their father would hit and miss and come every now and then, that's exactly what I told them. So it started making the situation a little bit lighter. I could not take away the pain. I couldn't. But what I did was I eased the process, and I did not lie to my children.
That's right.
If they
come
home, one of my children, they'll go with their dad, and they'll come back crying because their dad was real hard or some things may happen while he was gone. I said, okay, let me talk. I talk to your dad, but I always go outside. I do not talk in front of my children. There's times I wanted to lash out. I was so angry for what was said to my daughter, or angry for what they did to my child. I could not. I always had to remember there's somebody watching me. And it was my children.
Right.
They was watching what I say. They was listening to what I would say, and they was watching what I do. So I had this a lot of times, early up, there's some things that occurred, and I had to really get raw and real with my children's father. But I told him to exit the room. I said, because I'm going to have a real heart-to-heart conversation with your dad, and I don't need you to be around when I do.
That's right.
But there's
that's
times
right.
you do have to have those hard conversations with these children's father so they can know, we ain't going there now. We ain't going to go there.
Exactly.
But at the same time, you want to make sure that you, that anger is not coming out of you in front of your children, because all it does is add on to that. It adds on to the pressure. And even though they may come to you lashing out and telling you, "Dad, I don't want to go with my daddy. I don't want to go," because that's another side of it. Because there's some children, they're so angry and they're so mad, they don't want to see their father when they do come around or have all of a sudden want to come in and call and come and see. They don't want to see him.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is,
honey,
why you don't want to see your dad. They tell you why. You say, okay, you as a responsible adult, you as a Christian, will call the father and say, listen, she or he is very upset right now. Now, I'm not going to force them to come, because when they don't want to, but I'm going to need you to, you need to have a conversation with your daughter, or you need to have a conversation with your dad. And if they go on and start talking with, no, you're supposed to, okay, until we can have a reasonable conversation as two adults, this phone call is going to go, we're going to end this phone call, because I need you to hear you. This ain't about me and you. This is about our children. You know, sometimes we do have to have those conversations. But so that's, we cannot remove the pain, but what we can do, we can help ease the process. Ease the process, because we can't remove, we're not God.
We can't
remove something that we didn't put there.
That's right.
We can't do that. Only thing we can do is apologize to our children for, decisions that we have made, however this decision came about, and then whatever part that you played in it, and you apologize for that and say, well, I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure that you have open communication with your dad, that you're always available, or when you're available, that you can go with your dad. But I'm not responsible for your dad picking you up. I can't do that. I can't make him come.
That's right.
You don't paint no picture that he's all that, but you're not painting a picture that he's a monster either, because he's not a monster. And just like, and I need you to hear me, ladies, a lot of you guys, y'all Christians, y'all serving in the church, y'all ministers, y'all doing stuff, and you got to understand, just like you minister to that lost soul, that soul that's not hitting the mark, your baby father, your baby's daddy, is it's the same situation. He's missing the mark. So
that's right.
I know it's different because it's dear to your heart, but the same level of patience and fruit of the spirit that you give to these souls that we pray for every day, that's the same thing that we got to give to our children's father. We have to do that. And one of the things that helped me, what really helped me, sis, is I start praying for my children's father with my children.
Yes.
It's hard. It's hard to talk against somebody that you're praying about. I know I just lost somebody. It's hard to be angry. It's hard to talk against someone that you are praying for. So a lot of times I went from, praying, God, change his heart, God, do this, to God, I pray for his soul. I pray that you change his mind, that he can be all what you want him to be, that he can be the right father, that he can be the father to my children. And I watch over the years something transpire and change in the atmosphere.
Amen.
Now, my oldest daughter's father, his a little bit different. He changed a little bit, and he went back to his little merry way and everything. So they don't have an ongoing relationship, but my baby daughter, her father, they have a real good relationship, and they have a real good relationship. But I truly believe that came, because I'm going to share something with you. I remember being on the phone with my ex-husband, Takesha's father, because me and him was married, and I was so angry with him, and I was so angry till it came out all the time. What you want? You need to do this. You didn't do that, or blah, 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 all this kind of stuff. So I always talk angry. And I remember God saying, you are so angry. He came and hear the love that you talking about you possess, and you're a Christian.
Yeah.
He said, move that you're in a relationship with you. Move that he almost killed you. Move all this other stuff out the way. But he can't hear that. And I, you know, I had to really humble myself under the mighty hands of God and let God really heal my wounds, let God really heal what I was feeling about how he was treating my daughter. I had to really let God deal with my heart. And when I did that, ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't so long until, before I knew it, we started having a good relationship. Literally, we can start having a conversation to this day now. Every now and then he asks little questions, but to this day now, we literally have a good relationship where I can talk to him and I'm not angry.
Even when he
dropped my baby, I'm not angry. Even when he didn't pay child support and all that, my daughter's 21 years old and didn't pay child support, I'm not angry about that.
That's right.
So I said that to say this, that you cannot remove the pain, but you truly can help the process that these children go through.
That's
with
their
father, their father not being there. We have one more question, discussion question, and then I'm going to open the lines because we have a couple, about 10, 15 more minutes for the show to be over with, but I want to open the questions. If you have a question, if you have something in your heart that you want to say pertaining to this subject, or you want to have a question that we did not discuss, because when we come back, we're going to be giving you tips on how to help your child in coping with the absence of their father. If you have a question, feel free to tag, do a touchstone on one, and it will give me the indicator that you have a question, and we'll have you on live. Or you can actually inbox me your question, and I will be happily to answer your question online. We're going to go to commercial real quick, and we'll be right back.
If you're in the Jacksonville area, we welcome you to attend the Father's House Kingdom Ministries. Our services are held Sundays at 11 a.m. and Wednesday Bible studies at 7:30 p.m. The address is 6455 Restlawn Drive in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Also, visit our website at www.fathershousejack.com. We look forward to seeing you in one of our services.
Hi, this is Pastor Teresa, and I personally would like to invite you to experience the Inspire Magazine. Inspire Magazine is a magazine that's offering women and girls information and articles about issues that we face every day, from marriages and singles, parenting, relationships, spirituality, education, depression, health, finances, fitness, career, and yes, beauty. Each issue will feature stories and testimonies of women that live right here in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. You do not want to miss out on this. You want to have this magazine amongst your other reading material. You won't regret it, but you will be empowered, motivated, and most of all, inspired to inspire someone else. Visit me today on the website, TeresaBurtonMinistry.com, and purchase your copy. Hope to see you.
All right, ladies, we're back, and we're so excited about the show. I hope and pray that you're getting a lot out of this show right now. So I pray that, you know, is anything that you have a question, possibility that you have a question you want to ask, I am here. We are here to answer your question. Amen. Well, right now we have our last question. Our last question is this. What are the steps in helping my child cope with their absent father? What is the step to help my children cope with their absent father? I'm going to let Lady Thomas to go ahead and lead this one, and then I will close it out with some more steps on my end. Go ahead, Lady Thomas.
Amen. The first one I had was letting your children know, or your child know, that they are loved by the both of you. Again, what Pastor Teresa was saying, even if the father doesn't know how to communicate his love, still let that child know that they are loved by the both of you, and that nothing will ever change that. The second step I had was letting your child know that it's not their fault. Sometimes kids grow up blaming themselves, and only if I did this, and only if this, you know, only if I were, or only if I said this, or if I did that, you know, he wouldn't have left. Let them know it's not their fault. It had nothing to do with them, nothing whatsoever. Please remind them of that. Step three I had was letting them know how great they are. Children are a gift They are a blessing from the Most High God. We have to let them know how awesome they are, and that they, you know, don't allow them to beat them down because of what took place between you and the Father. Let them know that they are wonderful. And the last step I had was letting them know who they are and whose they are. And that was something that I said at the beginning of this segment. And I just jotted down a few scriptures with that. And I was, one was, we are alive in Christ. Another one is that we are holy and without blame before him who love us. I have the mind of Christ. We have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Another one is, let me go to my paper here. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we are children of the Most High God. Mom, please be a constant reminder of God's love for them. No matter what's going on, no matter how their fathers are, treating them as far as being in their life, maybe it may be consistent or maybe it may not be consistent, continue to let them know that they are loved regardless. Show them that agape love, that unconditional love, no matter what's going on.
Amen. And I totally agree with you. And it's amazing that you said that, because some of the stuff you have, I have too. And I don't want to be redundant, because we do have a caller on the line, and I'm going to let her come in. Her name is Rochelle, and she have a question, and it is pertaining to tonight's subject. But I want to go ahead and give you my steps. I want to go ahead and give you my steps so we can end with question. Now, Lady Thomas may have to leave that line, since you may not hear her anymore, because I see like we're right now at 7:21, and we're supposed to be closing out at 7:30. So if we go over a little bit, I will still be on. Lady Thomas may not be with me, but I will make sure that we have answer the questions that's already on the board. But here's my steps. Here's some steps. One of the biggest things, and I want you to hear me, ladies, because I know some of you are going to have done this step, but I need you to do it in a different tone, because sometimes we're doing stuff, but yet we're doing it in anger. And a lot of times in the atmosphere, it can't penetrate because we're still angry. Do you understand that when we say things and we do things, if the motive behind it is not pure, it's not going to penetrate in the atmosphere. I need you to hear what I just said. If what you're doing is not working, because keep in mind, it takes time, because you have no control with baby daddy or the children's father. You have no control over his heart. But one thing I do know, the Bible says that if our ways please him, he will make our enemies be our footstool. And I'm a living witness on that. But you have to remove the anger and the bitterness out of it. I know it hurts when we see our children hurt, but you got to remove the anger that we have toward these men, so therefore they can see the love of God. And then your children can see the love of God through you concerning do they daddy. Because regardless of how what we see and what we feel, them children still love their daddy, even when they're angry. So I want to go ahead and say this. The first step you want to do, you want to encourage your child to talk about her feelings or his feelings. You want to really encourage, out of sight is not out of mind. Don't allow them to talk about how they feel is not going to solve the problem. You do not want your children to internalize what they're feeling. And sometimes, especially teenagers, especially girls, especially the first child, the first child is more independent. They're more independent, they're a protector. They want to come to their mom rescue, all that kind of stuff. And you got the middle child, and you got the baby. If you got three children, two children, how many children you have? But that first child always normally 85%, they're the protector of the family. So you want to make sure that you encourage your child to talk about their feelings. Let them be open, and even though they need to be honest how they feel. Step number two, allow your child to be honest when he's speaking, when she's speaking to you. Allow them to tell you that they're angry. Allow them to tell you they may think you the reason. If they think that, allow them to say it. Ask them. Sometimes they have questions, but they're afraid to ask you because they don't. It's not because they're scared of you, but they're scared of hurting you. Because they don't know. And hear me out. Hear this. I don't care how many times you go to your children and tell them, you can tell me anything. Our children are not dumb. our children are dumb. Our children go through things that they don't see, and they go through things that we don't feel sometimes, and sometimes we react on stuff and don't realize that reacting what your father did or the father did or did not do give them the spirit of fear. So if you act out on him and you're not acting out on your child, but you're acting out on my father, I, as a child, can't be honest with how I feel because you're going to act out against my daddy. And I may never see him because you're mad. So you got to be very careful how you react in front of your children. Step number three, resist trying to fix things and acknowledge your child's feelings. You got to, I know me. I'm going to just tell you about me. I was Mrs. Fix-It. I wanted to fix everything. I would go behind the scenes and call my children's father, listen, you really want to build a relationship with your daughter. I would do all this stuff, and it always blew up in my face. I would get my feelings hurt, and I keep in mind, I'm putting my feelings out there on the line and say, please, I'm begging. I'm telling, I'm being honest. I'm being transparent. One of my children's father, I begged him. I mean, literally cried and bade him. I swallowed my pride. I swallowed who I was and begged this man to be in my child's life. And the man laughed in my face.
My God.
I had to walk away. I'm like, yes, I was angry, but God said, you put yourself in that position because I never told you to do that.
That's right.
You cannot make him, you can't make them do something that their heart is not in right now. And so I had to really swallow that because I was trying to be Mrs. Fix-It. You cannot fix this problem, but what you can do is you can be that mother that God has created you to be have those big old arms, long, sensitive, nurturing arms to be there for those children when they come crying to you. When they come crying to you, that's what they need. They need a baby to come in your arms and lay their head on your shoulder and say, Mommy, this hurts. And I know it's going to hurt you, but you need to put your big girl drawers on and really feel this and don't get angry. Number four, avoid blaming the father. This may be very difficult, but he is the reason why your child is are hurting. But avoid blaming the father for why your child, especially to your child. I don't know why he did that. I don't understand why he did. And blah, blah, blah. I mean, you're just going off and you're just attacking him. And even though this child is crying to you, even though this child is sharing how much they angry and hurt towards you, towards her father, they just need an outlet. They don't need you to respond. They need an outlet that they can just cry and be angry and just, if they have to hit the wall or whatever, I'm not saying in a temper tantrum, but if they got to take a pillow and say, Mommy, this hurt, they need an outlet. They don't need to respond. They don't need you to get on the phone and talk about, wait a minute, you is not going to talk to my child like that. Wait a minute, you're not going to do this. Now, I'm not talking about abuse. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking
about this other stuff
that sometimes we just, he fed my child a hot dog. Now, why he, that kind of stuff. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
step number five, we want to be honest with our children. I had said that earlier. And especially if y'all getting divorced, if you just going through a separation or you're going through a divorce or something like that or have been through a divorce, be honest with them. Let them know we got some rock and roll ahead of us. Just be honest. Tell them. Let them know it's going to be rocky. If y'all been been married and for 4 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it may be, go ahead and let them know, baby, it's going to be a rocky road. It's going to be different, and I'm going to let you know you're going to be angry. You may get angry, but Mommy is here. Daddy is here. He may don't know how to respond to you right now. He's hurting too. Be honest, because I know y'all don't want to hear this, but I'm so serious. Men are hurting just as much as the women. Just as much as the women, they hurt too. They don't know how to answer. They don't know how to do what they need to do. And I'm not making no excuse for them. I'm just telling you the truth. They don't know. And a lot of times we have examples how to be a mother. They don't have no example to being a father. You are not an example for them. And I hear you. I told him, but you're not an example. You're a woman. You cannot be the example of a man. You are
a
man.
That's
you're not a father. You are a woman, you're a wife, you're a mother, but you're not a husband and you're not a man. So you a father. You cannot teach a man how to be a father. You can give him some tips, but you can't teach him that. That's something that's another man, another father, that they need to see an example sometimes. And then if they get saved, like my husband did, You know, he messed up. He did mess up some things when he early up being a father with his biological children. He did mess up. But when that man got saved,
yes,
his whole life changed, and his whole life and his children changed. And I have seen the residue. I have seen the evidence of this man, how the Lord changed his life and how he became to be the father he is today. Step number six, reassure your child that you love them and they father love them. And I said that over. I cannot stress this enough, that they need to hear from their mom, the mom that the man walked out on, the mom that the man had hit. They need to hear from you that their father loves them. They just don't know how to love you and show that love. Let's pray for daddy. Let's pray for your father. Well, mommy going to be right here and pray for your father. That's what mommy's going to do. Mommy is going to be right here, even if daddy come and go. I'm going to be right here, and I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure you're available to see your dad when he decides to come around or when he's able to come around. I'm going to be there. And then last but not least, there's a strong possibility you need to seek some professional help. There's a strong possibility sometimes we can do all what we can do. We can pray. But once you start seeing that your children are really acting out in a behavior that's not safe for them, that is unhealthy for them, that possibly are really can cause them to damage their future in areas, then this is the time you got to swallow your pride and say, hey, I'm drowning over here. I'm drowning. My daughter's drowning. It hurts so bad. I need some help. You may need to get some professional help. There's time you may need to get some spiritual help to help with the spirituality part, but there's another part that you may have to get some professional help and really get these children some help. Because let me tell you something. You want to deal with these things while they're still young. So therefore they can, you know, get healed while they're young. You don't have to grow up with all this hurt and with all this disappointment and all this rejection and all that kind of stuff like that. There's something they're going to grow up with that you cannot control. And I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to control that. But I promise you, beloveds, if you take these steps and really apply the scriptures, the word of God that the woman of God has shared and I shared with you earlier, I promise you it'll make it more smoother and better. Remember, encourage your child to talk about him or her feelings. Step number two, allow your child to be honest about what they want to talk to you about. Open that door and say, babe, you may want to tell me something that you really think that you may get in trouble for or that I'm going to be angry about, or you may think you may hurt my feelings. I want to rest and assure you that you're not going to hurt my feelings, what you're about to tell me, but I want you to know I'm here to help you. And they may say, and I hear some women out there, I ask my child that, and they still not say anything. That's where you got to give it to God, because you can't force your children to talk. And one thing about it is, and a lot of times I have learned, when your child don't talk to you about how they truly feel, a lot of times it's because there's some things that you did, or did not you per se did, the reactions came out of, and it scared them, and they don't want to hurt you, or they don't want to another response towards their father, okay? So step number three, resist of trying to fix anything. Don't try to fix it. Just try to be there for your child. Avoid blaming the father in front of your child. There is some hard questions that you may have to ask your children's father. There may be some hard discussions that you may have to talk with your child's father, but that should not never be in front of them. Resist the temptation from going off on your children's father in front of them. Number five, be honest with your child. Number six, reassure your child that you love them and their father loved them, and they need to hear it from you. And number seven, if you see your child acting out in a behavior that is just unhealthy, that can really damage their life, it damage anything pertaining to them or you, then you want to seek some professional help. I pray these steps have really helped you. Really remember what I said. Do know that you always can replay this. This every show is archived. You want to go back and listen over it again. Again, I want you women of God, mothers out there, I want you to get to God. And I got you, Rochelle. I'm going to have you come on in a minute. I want you to get to God and ask God, please help me heal what's in me so I can be that mother I need to be for them in this particular season in their life while they're going through this transition. Amen. I'm going to have Rochelle come on. She have a question that she have, and then we're going to do whatever I possibly can to help that to answer that question. Rochelle, you're on the line, sweetie.
I have a question. My daughter, she's 10. Her father is not in her life. And I didn't know if when she was in school growing up why she was acting out until now. So she asked me, Mommy, why Daddy don't care for me? Or, Mommy, why is he taking care of the other kids and don't call or come see me? And I don't know how to answer that, Pastor Burton. I try to sit down and listen to her. I try, but I don't like him. I can't stand him. I'm not going to lie. I cannot stand him because of the way he treats my daughter. So how can
right.
I address that to her?
Okay, first we got to address you, Mommy, because it's going to be hard for you to articulate what I'm about to tell you when you're angry. And I understand why you're angry. I've been there and done that, and I understand. But you're going to have to really deal with those feelings that you have on the inside. And even as you're talking, I'm hearing that I hear the rage in you, because it does bring rage. It's because we don't understand why, you know, not only you're not in my child's life, but I'm seeing you going on with your life, and you have other children that you're taking care of, and your name has been in your own daughter's life. And I know the pain for that. I do. I witnessed that with my children. Even though I went on my life and I got married, I still try to involve my children's father and their spouses, because they both got married again. I try to involve in them, and they just wouldn't budge. They wouldn't budge. And so what I would say to you first and foremost, sweetie, is you have to deal with that hurt. And I know it's painful. I know it. I can hear it. I know it's painful. But you're going to have to give that pain and disappointment over to God, because you're not going to really be able to help your daughter until you actually give that pain over to God. I promise you, sweetie. And the second thing I would say to you, I know you set your daughter down, and I know you have talked to her and told her, but when she asks you that question, you need to be honest. You don't know. The thing about it is you don't know. You can't answer something that you don't know. But what you can tell her is this: you know, Daddy loves you. I don't know why he don't want to be in your life, but I do know he loves you. And she said, Mama, he don't love me. I know that's the first thing she's going to say. No, he don't, because if he loved me, he would be here. Yeah, I know that's an action love by being here and give you time, but some people don't know how to do that. And so what we need to do, we need to pray for your daddy. And she may say, no, I don't want to pray for my daddy. I don't want to pray. Well, that's where the authority as a mother come in at and say, okay, you don't have to pray, but I'm going to pray for your daddy, but I'm going to pray for your daddy with you. And so, and I'm telling you, how old is your daughter now?
She's 10.
She's 10. And she's very young. But can I ask you a question? What kind of behaviors that she's having?
Well, it started in her grades had dropped towards the middle of the school, mm-hmm. because she was acting out in school because the reason was she gave me was her dad is not in her life. She feel like he don't love her and he's not there for her. So I had to sit down and talk to her and tell her, well, although your dad's not in your life, Mommy's here, my fiance's here, we love you. But I can't speak for your dad. I don't know what's going on with him. But we need for you to still pick up your grades in school. We need for you to be able to listen and fully do what you're supposed to do.
Okay, let me ask you this. So, does she have a relationship with your fiance?
Yes, ma'am.
She does. Okay,
yes,
that's good.
They have a close relationship. And he's at the point till he don't, because of her dad, what he's doing, he's at the point till he's like, bump him, I'm here. And I don't want to be that way, because I want her to know who her biological dad is. But I get
right.
to that point too, Pastor Bird. I'm like, I'm tired of you just calling on her birthday. I'm tired of you just calling on Christmas. And if she asked you, like, her one birthday she asked, Daddy, the only thing I want for my birthday, I don't want nothing, no gift, no nothing. Can you come have lunch with me? And he told her no and didn't even show up. And that hurt me. I had to sit there and hear her cry and comfort her.
Yeah, and I know, Mommy, I know that's really painful, you, Rochelle, and I know the pain of that. But one of the things you want to do, you want to resist, you really want to resist the place when, because of the hurt that you see in your daughter, you want to refrain from getting so angry to the point y'all just don't do anything when it comes down to even when he does call, And you don't allow her, if you, and I know you allow her to talk to him and everything, but you want, you don't want to get to that place where you stop doing that. You want to continue doing that. And even though he may set her up, and even though he was honest, he said he couldn't, so she shouldn't have been looking for him. And then, you know, you rephrase the question or rephrase the statement that he made and say, and he may have said it wrong, but you'll tell her and say, well, daddy is not able to come. And so I want you to just appreciate that he called. And sometimes we got to tell our children, I need you to celebrate what your daddy is able to do. And I know that's very hard, but I'm telling you, sweetheart, if you do it any other way, all it's going to do is, she's young, all she's going to do is make the situation worse, and then you're going to get more angry. And one of the things that you may want to do is, and I know, even though I know it sounds like you sit down and talk with her pretty often, or whenever she wants to talk, you may want to add on a friend. And that friend may be your pastor. Your friend may be a minister in your church that can maybe be another outlet. Because one of the things that I had learned when I was going through the process, some of that stuff was so unbearable for me to hear, so it made me angry. So I had to put my child, I had to partner my child with someone else that don't have no emotional connection with it. Do you hear what I'm saying? So I had to connect my child with someone in my former church that I knew had a spirit of comfort. I knew they had the word in them, that they'll know what to say to my child, but at least they had someone they can just lay everything out, cry, and it didn't hurt me because I wasn't there to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Now, you want to be available for her to talk, but if you're still in that place where it's making you hurt and bitter, you want to make sure you partner your child up with someone that they can talk to, that you don't they don't have no emotional connection to it. And you, and then you'll just talk to that person, and they'll know how to fix it up to talk to you, that you don't have to hear the blunt of it right now. Now, for her, and I really truly believe that's going to help with her behavior in school, because unfortunately these kids have a way of responding in school, and we'll think, you know, well, I'm here, mommy, much as she loves you, and much as your fiance may love her, but he's not her dad. And that's going to grow with time. I know my husband had a hard time with my children, especially my baby girl, for going through some things. And then my oldest daughter, it took her 2 years to really warm up to him. And then we've been married for 14 years, but it took the very first 2 years of our marriage for him to really get in there. And she dropped those walls down because she was so angry, not only angry because of her father, but she was angry for what she saw me go through. So she didn't know, was this relationship going to last or not? So I said that to say this, right now, your fiancé may be not able to give her everything she needs right now because they still is building a relationship. She know her dad. And so you want to try to, I think the first and foremost thing I would tell you to do, one, like I said, you need to get to God for yourself, because there's some things, there's a lot of healing in you that needs to take place. And the second thing is, you need to partner her with somebody in your ministry that can be an outlet to her, that can, or someone that you can trust. It may be your sister, it may be your mother, it may be somebody that you know within your family that you can trust, and really allow her and say, you know what, I want you to talk with Auntie TT, or I want you to be able to talk to Minister so-and-so at the church, and you can tell them anything you want to tell them, and it's going to be safe, so they can have an outlet. That's going to help you a little bit, so that you don't have to worry about hearing our children cry, and listen to the meat of their heart, sometimes it can be unbearable. But, sweetie, I want to pray with you, and I also want to say this to you, sweetie. Don't take these steps lightly. Don't try to do whatever you can, Miss Me. Your daughter's still young, and I know you're still going through it, but I promise you, if you take these steps and really apply some of the things that we talk about tonight, it's going to make your life a little bit more better. You and your fiancé, y'all not married yet. When are y'all getting married?
Sometime next year. We haven't really set a date.
How long y'all been engaged, and how long y'all been dating?
We've been dating 3 years, and we've been engaged a year.
Okay, all right. Well, so he's been going through this with you for a minute then, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. And one of the things, are y'all getting counseling, premarital counseling?
We haven't started yet. We're talking about it.
Okay.
Well, I don't have a church home no more, so I haven't been at a church for a while. I just started going back.
Okay, all right. Okay, what you want to do, you definitely want to make sure whoever counsel you, hear me when I say this, whoever counsel you, you need to make sure they deal with the blended family piece. That is extremely important. For, you know, even though your fiancé been in your life for 3 years, even though he may know your daughter and your daughter may know him, when you get married, things change. So you need to make sure that whoever counsel you, whoever give you that wisdom or whatever, they deal with, and you got to make sure they can deal with it, because every pastor, every minister, every person that counsel people cannot deal with the blended family piece. And are you my friend on Facebook?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Okay. All right. Send me a friend request, and then I will send you some questions that once it's your time, you're ready for the premarital counseling. I will send you some things that you need to look for to make sure that these questions and these areas in your marriage, premarital, is addressed. So therefore, you could make sure that these things are addressed, because when you get married, sweetheart, that's a challenge all by itself. But at the same time, these areas need to be addressed. And I know the majority of the time of the people that come to me and my husband, because when we counsel together. But the majority of the time when people come to us, well, I've been knowing him for a long time. And then when they get married, so why things change? Because a lot of times when you come under the God's covering, the enemy try to come in and attack some things. So you want to make sure that someone know how to address those blended family questions and areas that you need. So I want to pray with you real quick before you get off the line. And I want you to please make sure you request my friend request. Send me a friend request, and I will actually send that information to you. Okay, sweetie?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this young lady. We thank you for Rochelle, God. I lift her up to you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Touch her daughter. God, first of all, touch her. I ask you right now, God, strengthen her where she's weak. Build her up where she's torn down. Oh, God, I ask you to open her eyes that she can see you. Open her ears that she can hear you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for her daughter, God. We thank you right now she do have a love for her father, God. But, God, I ask you right now, God, mend that broken relationship today in the name of Jesus, God. Touch this young lady's heart, God, and heal in places that her mommy can't see, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch this mother, God, in the hurt and the pains that she's feeling because what she witnessed and what she see in her child, God. We ask you right now, she do not walk in the spirit of bitterness. She would not walk in the spirit of hatred, God, but she will walk in the spirit of forgiveness, God. God, I thank you right now, God, that she desires to do it, God, but I ask you right now, she will implement your word, God, in her life, God, that she can be a help to her daughter, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the father, God, wherever he may be, God. Touch his heart, God. Send conviction to his heart, God, that he could be the man of God that he needs to be, that he could be a father in this child's life, God. We thank you right now that he knows, God, that he will learn to know that he can go on with his life, but he don't drop his daughter, God. We bless your holy name, Father. And I pray for every caller, every listener right now today, God, for whatever they're going through, God. I pray right now the steps that we gave, the encouragement that we gave, the wisdom that was given, God, the practical wisdom, the biblical wisdom that we gave was given, God. I pray that they take it, God, and apply to their life, God. Let them see what applies to them, God, and let them be able to operate it and implement it today, God. We ask you right now to cover our children. In the name of Jesus, God, as we know, God, they may feel fatherless, God, but they're not fatherless, God. But you the ultimate father, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, mend every heart today, God. You said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. And I pray for your healing for your children, God. Heal every boy that's looking for his father. Heal every daughter that's looking for her daddy. In the name of Jesus, God. God, give us wisdom. Unspeakable wisdom, God, that we can be able to minister to our children, God. Heal our hearts, God, that we feel towards our children's father, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God. No weapon formed against our children shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up, you shall condemn. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless your holy name, God. For God, if you brought us through, God, you will bring our children through, God. Give us wisdom, give us knowledge, give us understanding, God, that God, you will get the glory out of life of our children, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we bind every satanic forces that's going against our children, God, that's been spoken over their life. We break it right now in the name of Jesus. And we glorify your name for it. We praise you for it, God. And we thank you for every caller. We thank you for every mother, every grandmother, God, in the name of Jesus. And we know, and we stand on your word, because we believe in you, God. Now, God, use us as a light in a dark place, God. Allow us to shine your light through us, that our children's fathers may be drawn unto you, God. God, let our witness be so great, God, that it will bring conviction, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your holy name on tonight, and we ask you right now to touch every caller, God, every need that is answered. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you, sweetie. And please send me a friend request so I can send you some resources. Callers, I thank you for calling. I thank you for locking in. I thank you for tuning in. I pray that we was able to help you along the way. God, I ask you right now, ladies, if you can go to my website, God, and get website, ladies, to get information about Teresa Burton Ministries. Like me on Facebook. Join the group. I would love to have you on a weekly basis with us. Remember, we're here every Monday at 6:30, and we're dealing with different audience, dealing with females, but we're here every Monday at 6:30. God bless you, and I will see you next Monday here on Share Talk as we share, talk, and grow. God bless you all, and stay tuned for our commercial.
You have been in tune to Share Talk with your host, Pastor Teresa, brought to you by the way of Teresa Burton Ministry. Every Monday at 6:30 p.m. right here on Share Talk, you can meet Pastor Teresa for a live empowerment session that guarantees to challenge you, encourage you, and inspire you to be all what God has you to be. We would also like to invite you to visit her on her website at teresaburtonministry.com. Tune in next Monday for another empowerment session by call 347-580-8820 or by using the link that's provided. Until next Monday, remember, the hardship of life don't have to make you bitter, but better as we share, talk, and grow.
Love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today.